Hello, welcome back to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr. And have you ever heard the concept of you can heal your life along the themes of our wonderful Louise Hay and many, many different books and films that talk about the fact that you can heal your life? But do you actually know how? Do you know how? There is an amazing new documentary out called Heal, which really literally takes you through an example through many of our luminaries, Deepak Chopra, Bruce Lipton, Marianne Williamson, Michael Beckwith, who's here on our radio station, Greg Braden, Anita Morjani, all these incredible people who take you on this scientific and spiritual journey that reveals incredible intelligence of our human body and the innate intelligence of our human body's ability to heal itself. Joining me is Kelly Noonan Gore. She is the producer of the film. The director and writer of the film. And she has an amazing story herself. Thank you so much for joining me, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have quite a story, my friend. From just not only being a writer, director of this particular film, Heal, but you have a long background in front of the camera as well. Yes?
I do, yes. I grew up in L.A. and was a child actor, and so I've been in front of the camera off and on my whole life.
So tell me why the transition to writing and directing a film called Heal.
Yes. So for about 10 years, I've been thinking of this project, and it basically came after being empowered by all of the people that I put in the film. And I just couldn't stop thinking about, all of these, all this information that it had empowered me so much. And more people, I feel like over the last 10 years, cancer and all these crazy mm-hmm. chronic mystery illness has become so common that it's mind-blowing. So I just felt that, I would talk to people about it, and people would come to me, what are you doing? Why are you so happy? What's your workout? What's your diet? And I would just find myself being so excited and impassioned talking about the subject of how, our thoughts and beliefs and emotions really affect our health and can, co-create with our lives using our beliefs and tapping into our thoughts and emotions. And so I was finally ready to just do it, put all my teachers in one film so that other people would be empowered, because I feel like now is the time that people need some hope and empowerment and, take their
absolutely
health back.
Absolutely. And this is a film that is a new documentary that's going to be released in theaters, which I love, in Los Angeles. It's going to be on the 20th. And if people want to find the link to the film while we're talking, let's see here. I got to get the link to the film.
It's just healdocumentary.com. You can find the trailer and all the information. There's going to be screenings all over the country, but in a few cities, it'll be a week-long theatrical release.
Okay. So my question for you is, who in your life have you really deeply felt needed this material as a life-saving piece of material, as a life-saving film? Who in your life?
I mean, I'm so blessed to say that, none of my immediate family or friends have a life-threatening illness. My best friend lost her mom to cancer when she was 5 years old, and I know that she's been living her whole entire life with fear that she was going to die at a young age from breast cancer as well. And so, for the last 10 years, I've been telling her, no, you're not going to get cancer. You're not, and I found all these amazing ways to detect early cancer and, that are not mainstream. And so I've really brought her relief, and to see that relief and to remove that fear from her life made such a profound impact on her life. But people have come forward that I've shared the link with early because, they say, my father-in-law has a brain tumor. This person just diagnosed. So there are so many people that need some hope.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But to go through the entire, to put a movie like this together, which is really incredible. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of work and so forth. It wasn't your own personal healing journey to make the movie?
I have my own health things that I think, you know, I attracted me to go find healers. I always wanted to know what my blocks were. I'm just deeply curious about how the universe works, how, you know, our bodies work, how our minds work. And so I think just in my, you know, in my 20s, I had chronic fatigue. I was exposed to mold, you know, but I was an athlete. Like, I just fought through it. Mm-hmm. And so, but learning all these things and learning about nutrition, I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, you know, and then later, a few years ago, I was diagnosed with Lyme. They discovered like large amounts of mycotoxin as well as Lyme in my body. And I remember this, like, point, because I had all this knowledge of what was possible, I didn't spiral down into the fear of and the label and the, oh, my gosh, my body's going to deteriorate and, you know, I'm going to deal with all these acute symptoms. So I just did the necessary, you know, without doing the antibiotics, I did high doses of vitamin C and glutathione and cleared the mold. And then, you know, as a consequence, the Lyme is also not showing up in my blood anymore.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So. Yeah. The fact that the rate of autoimmune diseases is soaring, and that, I don't know the exact statistics, but there are probably one in every three people listening has one. And we have, if we were just raised with the mindset that we can reverse the illness, it would be so much more possible. But we're being raised with the mindset that this medication and this medication and this medication will fix the illness. Whereas it would be so great is from, you know, from our maybe our children, our little babies right now can be raised with that idea of fixing things from the root cause and going back to the root cause of eliminating the stuff out of your diet and adding these great things into your diet and living with your mind and thoughts in the right direction. Wouldn't it be amazing, Kelly, if we had an entire society of people believing this way? What would the world look like?
Exactly. And precisely the motivation to make this film. I just want to make people aware that our bodies are these incredible intelligent systems that are designed to heal. And you know, based on the stresses, you know, this enormous amount of stress in our lives these days, you know, we're getting in the way of that healing process by constantly being in fight or flight, by subconscious beliefs that are limiting and negative that we're not even aware that we have, that are kind of running our lives, and then all the toxins in our environment and our food. So I just want to shine a light of awareness that we have this powerful healer within, and what will help it and what will hinder it, and what's possible with the human body. And that's Anita Morjani you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Her healing story that we touch on in the documentary is so incredibly powerful and inspiring because her body was as far gone. Mm-hmm. Left side tumors coming through her body, you know, from her neck down to her abdomen. She was in a coma. You know, organs were shutting down. And she had a shift in consciousness in her near-death experience, and her body turned around, recovered, and cancer was gone in 3 weeks. And that shows me what's possible.
Yes, you know? It does. That's why Wayne was so interested in her story. And the fact that she has the medical documents and so forth to show the stage 4 cancer, but that didn't matter. To her, she's not here to prove that she healed from cancer. What I love about Anita is that she is here to teach the power of love to heal. She's not doing a proving teach lesson here. She's doing a teaching through the power of love and forgiveness in order to heal. And that, for me, is so much more powerful than, look at me, I healed from this. It's all about who she's being.
Exactly.
Her radio show is on right after mine on Hay House, and I always listen to her show because she's so beautiful with who she's being. And it's true with so many of us is we might talk one talk and then turn around and 5 minutes later we're gossiping about something or we're doing some toxic thing to our body or something like that. But then we want to really go meditate.
Right, exactly.
There's a difference between knowledge and actually implementing the knowledge.
Exactly. And she has a conscious recollection of what, you know, source energy, that unconditional love, that bliss that we're from which we, you know, came and where we'll return. And she has no fear of death or, you know, and she's experienced that love. So to be able to, to teach other people that it's real and that there is nothing to fear is so cool.
Yeah, we had a lot to learn from all of the people in this movie. So out of the people, Deepak Chopra, Bruce Lipton, Marion Williamson, Michael Beckwith, Greg Braden, what have you adopted in your own, and I mention these names because I've interviewed each one of these people probably a dozen times. So my listener's very familiar with the wonderful luminaries, these icons in our world today. I really am so grateful that you are highlighting these people as truly being life-changing information people. But what have you adopted in your own life from listening to these people that you do differently that you didn't do before the movie?
Yeah, I really try to, one of the most powerful teachings, I think, is, you know, and it goes back to, you know, Jesus taught this, you know, it's like ask, you know, pray asking, you know, and believing that you already have received and it will be given to you, like to be grateful for what you want. And in this case, it would be, you know, healing and perfect health or being able to walk again or whatever it is, being grateful for what you desire and feel the feelings as if it's already there, you know, as if you already have it. I think it's such a powerful tool, and it's just, and so to learn how just the effect that gratitude has on your body chemically, you know, when you're feeling, when you're in a state of gratitude, you're releasing all of these healing chemicals into your body. But then when you're, you know, visualizing and focusing your imagination on what it is you desire and feeling those feelings and practicing that over and over, I mean, your body chemistry, you know, the world shows you what that is. And you know, our brains tend to do the opposite. We tend to focus on what we fear, focus on the worst-case scenario and stress about it. So we're releasing stressful chemicals into our body and, you know, focusing on what we don't want and therefore creating that. So it's such a wonderful tool that everybody can put into practice of just switching your mind to, you know, stop worrying about the worst-case scenario that hasn't happened yet, and let's, you know, use our imagination and our feelings to focus on what we do want and bring that into our lives.
Yeah.
And it takes practice, but
it does. It takes so much practice. It does. I've, you know, as many years as I've been doing this for 18 years, I still catch myself in that negative spiral, and I have to literally speak out loud to myself and stop and interrupt that pattern, that spiral, and say, nope, we're not going to go there. We are going in this direction. It has to be positive. It has to have a forward movement. It just, I don't care if it's denial that's going to start me there, but it's going to get me to a path of possibilities. And it literally creates a different chemistry in your brain, a totally different neurotransmitter soup that starts to get created that you can actually start to come up with possibilities out of a very bleak situation. You can do that, and breath helps.
Yes, breath.
Breath definitely helps. Was there one particular person that impacted you in an incredibly memorable way or in a moment that really turned your life around?
Oh, man. I mean,
right.
They all did.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Just being able to sit with them because, you know, I read all their books and have been, you know, learning from all of them for so long. Wow, that's a great question.
Question on how we're going to be able to see this movie. So it comes to L.A. on October 20, and it's on select, you know.
It's at the screens. Santa Monica Lemley on October 20th for a week.
All right. Are you planning on getting it to video so that people can actually bring it at home, share it with people that they love? How do you plan to do that?
December 5th with a DVD and the, you know, digital release on iTunes and beyond.
Nice.
So that'll be available worldwide. And then you can also go to our website and find out if, you know, people, we've been receiving emails from all over the world of people that want to share Heal with their communities. So there's people in cities all over the world that are hosting screenings and gathering, you know, 200, 500 people up and hosting an event. So there may be a screening in your neighborhood before December 5th, but otherwise it'll be widely released on December 5th.
You can also host a screening, I notice, on the website. Again, the website is healdocumentary.com, and you can see the trailer there. But how can you host a screening?
Yeah, so you can email events@healdocumentary.com, and you can, you know, we work it out what works for you, but if you can gather, you know, 100 people or more, or, you know, you want to bring HEAL to your community organization, or you can get a venue and you want to pack the theater with your friends and the community, we can help you do that.
That's great. So, again, if you want to bring this to your community, events@healdocumentary.com. And you live in Los Angeles, right?
I do.
Okay, great. So there's lots of things that you can do if you're at high schools or colleges or any type of universities. There's a lot of healing universities around Los Angeles, libraries. You can bring it to your corporation for, you know, an HR event, something like that. It is treated as PG, and the movie is, and it really can start to bring a positive conversation to your environment, which I think is a wonderful way to share things. This is kind of grassroots organization type of marketing, which is the way things are done these days, really shared with us individually. I think every marketing industry is moving and starting to understand that the power is in the hands of the people. So I think it's important to have these screenings in your own locations and start the conversation somewhere.
Totally, and there's plenty of great content to, you know, converse and commune about after. So it's a great film to watch, you know, with people.
Now, I haven't seen the film because it has not been released yet. But the how do you deal with, in the movie, the conversation about us versus them, like the pharmaceutical industry or the, you know, big pharma marketing campaigns and so forth? Because I know a lot of this message is to find your own body's innate ability to heal itself. In the movie, do you address that us versus them, or is it more of an inclusive conversation?
I tried to present it in a way that's inclusive. I didn't want to turn anybody off with strong opinions. So again, I kind of approached it as diplomatically as I could. I definitely rose the, you know, I raised the question that, look, pharmaceutical company is a corporation. It's a corporate industry where people, you know, they need to make a profit. So just be aware that your well-being is not necessarily their priority. And we interview an organic chemist who used to work in the pharmaceutical industry to create drugs for cancer and heart disease to save lives. I mean, that was his intention. So there's well-intentioned people in the pharmaceutical industry. Unfortunately, you know, there's certain people that so we touch on some pharmaceutical commercials and just highlight, like, look, sometimes the product that they're pushing is actually perpetuates the problem that it purports to resolve. So just to be aware, you know, and but we also follow a woman who had stage 4 cancer, and she, you know, had lived this healthy lifestyle, yoga, you know, juicing, acupuncture, and she woke up with stage 4 cancer. So her brother was like, no, you gotta do the conventional treatment because this is late stage and more juice isn't going to save your life, you know. So her journey is one where she did experience both, and we see what happens and what works and what doesn't. And so it's not, you know, exclusive of anything. It's basically, if you're going to take a conventional route that may be a little harsh because you're at an acute stage 4, or, you know, in like a traumatic situation, then you need that conventional medicine. But at the same time, in order to get to the root cause, you know, you need to work on the mind, the body, and the spirit as well. You need to do the mental, emotional, and spiritual work in conjunction with that physical conventional treatment.
Yes, and this is, I mean, I can't wait to see it, to see what the outcome. I like the cliffhanger there. That's really good. Is this also going to be available on a DirecTV type of ability to be able to see this movie in any other type of platform?
Yes. Yeah, so we're in the middle of figuring out who our streaming VOD partner is, which uh-huh. would be a subscription, which would be like a Netflix or an Amazon Prime. So it's definitely going to land somewhere there, and then it will also be on cable video on demand. So those are in the works right now. We have a great distribution company that's
good.
Handling those deals. But yeah, it'll be around. You know, I think cable VOD will be December 5th as well, and then. The subscription VOD, like a Netflix, would be a few months later.
Yeah. Now, what about the people that email you that say, I have this illness, I have this disease? Do you have a place to direct them? Do you feel a certain level of, you've brought this information now, you really want to get them to the right place?
Yeah, I do. And it's hard for me to say no, especially if someone reaches out and says,
right.
You know. So I have given the link to people in a pretty acute stage that need help now. And then after, you know, I always recommend books that I think will help their particular situation just as a starting point. And that's kind of what I hope the film will do, is just here is a platter full of things that have worked for other people, and here's the science behind it. Find what resonates with you in the film, and then take control of your own health. Go out and find people in your area that do that modality. You know, find healers, find a integrative or functional medicine doctor or naturopath that can and treat you like a whole person, and understand that, you know, it's not just specialized organs and systems. Everything is connected, and it's deeply connected to your mind and emotions as well.
Yes. I mean, you can create a whole conversation beyond this, which is so incredible. But having everyone in the same place is also quite phenomenal. And I'm really grateful that you found all these people in one place. Kelly Turner, I had interviewed. I thought her information was so fascinating, and that she came up with this Radical Remission is the name of her book. And it's so great. She did this research on the specific things that people did that healed from cancer. And I think that's fascinating.
I think it's so inspiring. People need to, you know, especially with the word cancer, there's a visceral reaction of fear, and then it's this downward spiral, and fear accelerates the disease. So I love her book because she has, you know, she's a scientist, she's a researcher,
yeah.
and she, you know, studied all thousands of cases of people with late-stage cancer that spontaneously went into remission, and all of the things that they did. And she found 9 essentials that everybody, all of those people did. But to know that there's been a radical remission in every single type of cancer, that's just hopeful. And so to learn what these other people did and then, you know, apply it to your own life, I mm-hmm. really feel that you can heal from any cancer. I really truly believe that.
Well, I also want to respect the people who have lost family members to cancer, who have maybe received this information a little too late, or the information that they had at the time, it was a little too late for that as well. I do want to respect people who have lost family members and loved
Absolutely.
Ones to cancer as well. And there is an enormous amount of information that I know that each one of these guests speak about, because I did just lose several friends to cancer just recently. And I do feel so deeply for the families and the loved ones. So there's a lot of beautiful information. And I know Joan Borisenko is incredible. It's not all, you know, fight cancer now. It's all a lot about how to grieve and heal grief and so forth as well. So really amazing. Thank you for putting this together. Look up the website, which is healdocumentary.com. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being my guest today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening. Remember to get to the Raymond Aron tickets by go to the website, which is giftfromraymond.com. Those are free tickets. So it's really our gift back to you, and saying thank you for all that you've done and listening to our wonderful radio show for so long, for The Aware Show. And thank you to Gina Salvati, executive producer of The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, producer here, and Jay Engineer, who is with me in studio. And all of you, thank you for listening. Your energy is what makes these shows happen. Until next time, I'm Lisa Carr, and I invite you to stay aware.